It's HJ's Praise Party, and we welcome to the Praise Party, Tony. Tony, how are you?
I'm good, man. Chomping on these McDonald's french fries right now.
Hey, save me some, man. Hey, listen, how does it feel? Now, you've won that Stellar Award. How does it feel when I say we're talking to Stellar winner, Stellar Award winner, Tony?
Well, even I still can't believe I got one. Even more than that, I also won a Dove last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we Dove and Stellar, and now, well, two Dove and a Stellar, and now we got two more nominations for the Dove. So I know what's happening. It's not quite registering yet.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm really thankful, you know, to receive the awards and to be on the show watching all these other cats that I've been growing up on all my life, and then you end up on there yourself and you win. It's just a blessing, man. It's crazy. I still feel like I'm dreaming it all.
So, Tony, it is true, the song that you were singing, God Has Not Forgot.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
And the last time I talked to you, you said you wrote that song years ago before you put it on the project.
Yeah, I wrote that back in 99. You know, I was going through the worst times, but the Lord, you know, used that song to bless so many millions. And then after that song got nominated for Song of the Year and a whole bunch of people were blessed by it, it was just like, that's my biggest song to date, except I said, well, Lord, how I followed, you know, God Has Not Forgot up with this big success.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, I don't know how we're going to follow this one up.
Hey, well,
and
I'll
the Lord
tell
gave
you.
Me this little song called Lord Make Me Over.
Yes.
That one is taking off even faster and bigger than God Has Not Forgot. It's just like the season for that song is right. Everybody's there, like right now.
That is a great follow-up song.
Yeah, God's been good.
Tony.
And he's also good for supplying these french fries for my stomach.
You've been doing a lot of ripping and running, huh, Tony?
Yeah, I had to go by Berean Christian Bookstore. I picked up this new cat. His name is R.J. Helton. He's on B-Right.
Right,
and it's really hot. You know,
okay.
We don't have that much, you know, R&B gospel out there that's real nice.
Okay.
And, it is a Hispanic cat or something, but he can blow.
Yeah.
So
and
I had to go pick it up.
And he was on the American Idol, wasn't he? Wasn't he
I
a
think
contestant?
So.
Yeah,
I think
contestant
so.
With American Idol. Yeah, R.J.
Exactly.
Helton. Yeah.
His record's hot, man.
That's interesting to know that an artist of your caliber will just go and pick up another artist's CD. Some artists, you know, they'll have that ego saying, oh, no, I don't listen to anybody else.
Right, or they'll let the label send it to them. But, I mean, we have to support each other. And, you know, that's why it's very important that people don't just, you know, copy stuff. In gospel, people dub stuff and they copy stuff or they burn stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that we actually go buy it because the artist needs a sound scan and the labels need a sound scan. And actually, you're stealing from us. Every
right.
time you burn something that's not for private use and you sell it to somebody else, you are stealing money from us. And I don't care if you are in church and saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, you are a robber. Don't steal the money from the gospel artist. We need the support. You have to go out and actually buy it. Unless you're burning it for yourself, for your own car, you can't, like, duplicate someone's CD and then sell it again. That's bootleg.
It definitely is.
That's not right, and it's stealing money. We make our living off of putting out this good music for you all. So, you know, I try to go out and support, not just tell people to do it. I'm a first partaker of that fruit. So you'll see me in a Christian bookstore anytime picking up the latest jam. So,
hey, that is great.
Yep, and you see me at McDonald's too. So, watch out.
I see. You may be putting on some pounds, Tony.
Oh, yeah, I am. I actually burn it off with my dancing. As a matter of fact, I have a.
Hey.
After I leave here, I hate to be so ghetto, y'all, but I'm just real, you know what I mean?
Hey.
I was left Korean. You know, I'm at McDonald's in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I didn't want to drive and eat. I wanted to check out the Cats album.
Hey.
And after this, I go to my wife's studio session because we're finishing up her album,
okay.
Miss Tone. Her album's coming out in August called The Blonde Haired Angel.
Okay.
And then after I leave there, I got a choreography rehearsal at 11 p.m. And that's what my two bands will be doing, Soul Train. I'm taping it on Sunday.
Wow.
So this is my first time on Soul Train. I've been watching it like all my life, but I can't believe I'm actually going to be on there.
So you're going to be on Soul Train?
Yes, I'm doing two songs. I'm the featured artist.
Man.
Yep, so I'm doing two new songs off the new album, Out the Box.
Out the Box. Speaking of
Out
the Box.
Let me hug my heart.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, you have a new look. Tell us about that new look, Tony. I thought that was your brother or somebody. I was, where's Tony at?
Dude, people who were interviewing me passed me by, like, I don't know how many times. Didn't even know it was me.
Oh, man. Why the new look?
Well, it was me being obedient to the Holy Spirit. You know, he put me on consecration around February of last year. And right when I did the Gospel Heritage show, where I did the song, To Know You, Lord, that was the first night people that saw me were, like, with short hair, looking more conservative. And so the Lord was telling me, you know, you've already made your statements in other forms, and now if you want me to expand your territory, pull back and I'll launch you forward. So I just was obedient to the Holy Spirit. My hair was super long, dog, so it had to be God.
Dang.
And when he tells me to move, that's what I'm going to do. I'm a preacher first, prophet first, servant of God first. So as he tells me, I'm just obedient to the Holy Spirit. You know, he used me with hair. He used me with funky clothes. He used me without. I think it wasn't even about the clothing or the hair. I think it was about some people still don't walk by faith. They walk by sight. And so I want to get the people who just walk by sight, even those who are filled with the Holy Spirit, who walk by sight. Some people can't get past what you look like. They can't receive what you're saying, even though it's all biblical or it's all according to the Word of God in a line, parallel, line upon line, precept upon precept with the Word of God. If that's a, you know, a hindrance for them to receive what God's trying to say through this record, I can make a concession just to make sure everybody's exposed to what God's trying to say. And my obedience is better than the sacrifice. Sacrifice of the hair, but my obedience outweighed that. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely do.
So it's all good. It's really all good. Plus, he was preparing me for the pastoring side of me. So, you know, I'd already been assistant pastor for like 4 years. But then my father at the Stellar Awards, which you just mentioned, had a stroke. That same night while he was out there in Houston. But let me tell you how God works. You know, the Stellar Awards is normally in Atlanta. So this year it was in Houston. So when my father had the stroke in Houston, that was the top neurology and cardiac center in the world, St. Luke's Hospital.
Wow.
So the Lord not only ordained my father's fall, he also ordained the net that caught him.
Most definitely.
So, Kirk Franklin, Yolanda Adams, Donovan Perkins, them folks, they prayed like I don't know what. These are not just recording artists. These are ministers of the gospel. They prayed my father through and me through because I was losing it. And people talk about what they do in the time of crisis. And I called on Jesus. Well, I didn't call on Jesus. I just kind of freaked out. I'm human. So, I'm not going to sit up here and lie and say I just started binding up demons and stuff. That was my father. I was very concerned. But the men and the women of God stepped right in where I was weak. God's strength was made perfect through them. And they prayed him through the next day, 90% of everything that he had lost, because he couldn't even move his right hand, he couldn't move his leg, he couldn't talk. God restored 90% back the next day. Now he's driving, preaching, doing everything again. So I'm here to tell anybody who dealt with anyone with heart attacks or strokes or whatever the situation is, don't go by what the doctor said, what the situation is. God is able to raise them up. So I just praise God. I still have my father around. I got a right to praise him. So they can say whatever they want to about Tony. I'm going to get my shout on, you know what I'm saying?
I know,
God's
that's
been
right.
Good to me.
God is definitely good.
Yes.
Tony, I notice on this project you have several people, especially you have your friend Kirk Franklin on Since Jesus Came. How was it working with Kirk?
I got to do another horn. Kirk Franklin's on there. He came out for free, actually. He just came out there because I'm his little brother. Mm-hmm. That's my accountability partner. He keeps me in check all the time. And he came out, he did two songs on the album with me. You mentioned God Is Not Forgot. How about there's a live version of God Is Not Forgot on Out the Box, which is Kirk Franklin on the piano and Tony on vocals.
Okay.
It's an unplugged version. Anointed. Crazy hot.
Wow.
And then he did another song, which is a new single that just dropped,
mm-hmm.
called Since Jesus Came. And that's the song I'm also doing on Soul Train. So Kirk is on there with me. And on the DVD, you know, there's a little dance battle or whatever at the end.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of hot. Yes.
Hey.
We do one song that's churchy together, but then mm-hmm. we do a street joint together, too.
That
so
sounds
I'm really
great,
excited.
Man. Hey, you also have Sheila E., the song from the Stellar Awards.
Exactly.
How was it working with Sheila? Because I heard Sheila wanted to work with you for quite a while now.
Right. I met her at the Grammys in 99. And I did a pre-Grammy show with her. And she already had the first release of Pronounced on it, but like the original. And it blessed her, and she had mentioned it to me. And, you know, I never really thought of it. And then, you know, I kind of, the song Todos Juntos was actually written in English. And Bishop Juan Hernandez of the Apostolic Faith Assemblies Organization, Apostolic Assembly Organization, he said, why don't you do this song in Spanish? This full Spanish, it's a big market. I was like, you know what? This would be a challenge for me as Tone to learn Spanish to actually do the whole song. Well, that part was done. Then I said, something else is missing. I literally said that. I said, dude, it would be crazy hot if Sheila E. did the percussion on the song because it's salsa Latin song anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So she already was loving me. Yolanda Adams, who is my co-manager along with Sheba Haley, she had just done something for Sheila E. for free. So by her sowing that seed, Sheila E. was like, first of all, I already love what you do. Because Yolanda did this for me, I'm going to come out there and bring my timbales. Don't even worry about it. Just make sure I have a place to stay. Came out there. I sent the song to her over the internet. She learned it in a day. The rest is history, yo. And it's on the DVD. You saw how it wasn't Estella's, but it's even more. It's longer than that on the DVD. It's an actual full Spanish song. They edited a lot of what I did on Estella's, which I'm kind of not happy with. But you know how TV goes.
Right.
And, but, you know, even though they edited that one, the one that I thought was going to be edited, that wasn't edited, was the BET Celebration of Gospel performance.
Okay.
Where I did Make Me Over. They didn't edit that. They let me minister the whole time on that. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And the power of God was just so evident. So God is just, ever since I've been obedient as far as like the look of what he wants me to do, which is, it's cool because I'm actually at that season in my life now where I'm on the, you know, the George Clooney tip. You know what I mean?
I hear
the whole
you.
Ocean's 11, real slick. It's a very grounded Tone. It's a new, like, a very mature Tone. You know what I mean? And it's literally what comes with age. So Sheila E., Kirk Franklin, and the TV appearances and everything, I'm telling you, it's the favor of the Lord. A lot of people think, oh, they paid for that spot, or they paid for this, and they did this, and they did that. Nada. Favor of the Lord. Favor of the Lord got me on your show right now. You know what I mean?
Hey.
It's favor. And
oh,
favor
man.
Ain't fair.
Hey, God is so good. You know that, Tone?
Yes, he is. I love him because he's so merciful. He's so patient. And we're not patient with each other, but he's patient with us.
He definitely is.
Yes, he is.
Your project, Out of the Box.
Out the Box.
Out the Box.
Or, yeah. Okay.
Okay. What expectations are you putting on this? Because your last project, I mean, it just blew through the roof. God has not forgot. It's sort of like a signature song for you. Now, Make Me Over is doing fantastically well. So what can we expect from Out the Box?
Well, the tagline that we came up for the marketing of this record is, on May 18th, the history of gospel music will be changed forever.
Wow.
That means literally. Everything about what you thought gospel was is just every stereotype that you thought is just totally going to be broken in one record. I mean, we cover everything. And what's crazy is the majority of this is choir music. That's where my roots are. That's where I started. I wrote choir music first. People think I'm just a solo artist. I started off writing for choirs, directing choirs, teaching choirs, being minister of music at my church. You will still find me at choir rehearsal, you know what I'm saying? Even on Tone. You always find me at choir rehearsal every Wednesday and Sunday. Trust, because, you know, charity begins at home. Don't ever forget that. Never get too large for your home church. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so this album is, it's like the innovation of like a Walter Hawkins or Mattie Moth Clark when she did Climbing Up the Mountain, or, you know, that whole, when the Tommies first came out, or when James Hall came out with God is in Control. It was definitely choir and it was definitely church, but the concept is this. It's a new way of it being presented. It's a new style. It's a new way. It's a different approach. And we're not taking anything from what's already been established. We're just getting kids and adults too, but mostly kids excited about choir music again because everybody's kind of got away from that. We can't lose our gospel roots. So Out the Box is just like saying, yo, this is everything we all grew up on, but it's in a now context. And that doesn't necessarily mean hip-hop. Everybody thinks being relevant means you have to be hip-hop. That's not true. You don't have to. There's ways to be progressive with arrangements with choir without it always having to be a Go Jesus Go or some hip-hop loop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We took things like, for example, the Family Feud theme song from TV and turned that into a gospel song. It's the first time a game show has been turned into a gospel song.
Wow.
You know, things like that. You know, just a sample. There's a song called Alive, which is perfect with the whole theme with Mel Gibson's success with The Passion, but we did this before that even came out. The timing is just crazy how God is doing it. There's a song called Alive. We feature a sample from Dance Machine by the Jackson 5. And there's stuff that's never been done before in that context. Everything from shouting, straight churching, to straight worship, to, jazz. We do Tone A throwbacks, all my hits. We do them all live. 40-voice multicultural choir, ain't just black, ain't just white, ain't just Asian, it's everything. 4 dancers, 7-piece band, 3-piece horns. 3,700 people screaming, praising God. You do the math. Kirk Franklin, Yolanda Adams, Sheila E. What? It's out the box, baby. Go cop it. You know what's up.
No doubt. Finally, Tone, how would you like people to remember Tone?
I would like for them to remember me for being a trailblazer, for making a path that has never been set, and never been taken. The guy that took the risk. That's how I would like to be remembered. The guy that took the risk.
Well, Tone, you're taking the risk. You've been always a trailblazer. You've always taken the risk, and it has always paid off because you've always kept God at the center of your life. Continue
Absolutely.
To do that. And
Absolutely.
We are going to speak life, Tone, the 28th of this month. We'll pick up a Dove Award. Another Dove
Amen.
Award, Tone. Oh, Tone?
I'll receive
okay.
that.
All right. Okay. Our guest on the Praise Party, my man, Tone. Tone, thanks a lot, man. And don't forget, the project will be out when, Tone? May?
That's May 18th, May 18th. 2004, everywhere. Double CD. And the DVD will come out June 22nd.
Pick up Tone Out the Box, May 18th.
If they want more info, okay. they can go on to www.yotonex.com. The new website will be up May 16th. So everything's dropping around that time. So please go cop it. You're going to be blessed. I promise you. It's anointed. It ain't just dope. It's anointed. The power of God was there. Man, thank you for having me on here.
Hey, Tone, it's been a pleasure. May God continue to bless you, okay?
Absolutely.
Tone, our guest on the Praise Party.